Speaking to a few hundred invited guests at the Bell Center on the West Side, Brown said he and the city council are joining Cuomo's push to raise the minimum wage.
But not just joining the push, leading by example and making the commitment today to raise almost 500 city workers who don't earn a $15 an hour wage to a $15 an hour raise.
Brown says it will be phased in starting next year, and by 2021, when fully implemented, cost taxpayers just over $9.2 million. He says it will be paid for through continuing efficiencies. Cuomo told the crowd that the minimum wage in the late 1960s kept pace with the rate of inflation. Today, it would equal the proposed $15 an hour.
We're just asking for justice. Do what this nation promised. Make work pay. You work 40 hours.
Critics say it will cost jobs, but Goldman Sachs, who Cuomo says is, quote, not known to be a champion of the worker, released a study of 13 states, including New York, that increased their minimum wage last year.
Job growth for those 13 states actually exceeded the job growth for the states that didn't raise the minimum wage.
And Cuomo says public subsidies for fast food workers alone cost the state $700 million a year. And when minimum wage workers in all sectors are factored in,
it costs this state $2 billion a year to subsidize corporations who refuse their corporate responsibility of paying a decent wage. And when they say we're interfering with business, no. Business is stealing from the taxpayers of this state. And I say, raise the minimum wage and let's do a $2 billion tax cut and give that money back to the taxpayers.
Chris Taylor, WBFO News.